My man, Corey Holcomb.
That's what I bow down. I bow down.
He's performing at Caroline's on Broadway this weekend. Corey Holcomb, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
We were just talking about you. Sherry Shepherd is here today, your good friend.
Hey, Corey. What's
up, Sherry? How you doing?
Yeah, you're laughing already. Look at him.
Hey, y'all, look. I got to tell y'all what happened. And I was in Detroit this weekend, and it was so beautiful on Saturday. I had all the women stand up who finally got a chance to hang with the dude they went on Valentine's Day. it was a lot of girls who had been on side chick status for like 10, 12 years.
And yeah.
It was so beautiful to see them out finally with that guy on Valentine's Day. Oh, it was so beautiful. This one girl cried. Stood up. She was like, I hung in there. I turned my head on so much stuff, but I knew it would come out good for me in the end. So I just want to say, to all the side girls out there, you got to believe that one day all his options going to run out and he going to just be like, I might as well be with you, baby.
Keep hope alive.
That's right. That's the only way you're going to get somebody.
And how many women at the show are on the come up and, you know, from side piece to being with their man on Valentine's Day? What percentage of the audience you think?
Oh, it was very encouraging. It was at least 30 women who stood up. I mean, the place held like 3,000 people, but 30 women out of 3,000 who made it to Valentine's Day, that was good, man. I was happy for them. I sung a gospel song on stage. You just got to believe in his name.
Corey, we were just talking about you before the break. Last night on Empire, all right, Terrence Howard's fiance walked in and saw Terrence Howard in bed with his ex-wife, Taraji P. Henson, Cookie. And what did the fiance do? She looked hurt. And then she walked away.
Have you ever known a woman to do that? Walk away, Corey?
Yeah, it was this one girl back when I was younger, and I used to be very aggressive with her. She didn't want no trouble. That's the only time they walk away, when they know you're going to act a fool right with them. If they ain't scared of you, they're going to try to fight you and the girl you with. They know.
But, Corey.
If they know you're going to jump back, there's something about that respect that comes out.
Corey, why would you act a fool? Why would you act a fool when you're in the wrong? You're engaged to me, and you're sleeping with somebody else, and I'm walking in. Why are you going to act a fool?
So I'm supposed to act like I'm scared of you because I'm wrong?
That's funny.
Who you been dealing with? that's when you act more of a fool. When you wrong, you got to take your mind off being wrong.
Is that what
TV
it is?
Throw the TV out the window. You throw the TV out the window, so that becomes the topic of discussion.
Because you done messed up the TV.
Right. That becomes the focus of the argument instead of me sleeping with this woman that's standing there waiting on us to get through.
My.
So you're trying to distract me is what you're trying to do.
Yes. It works. It works.
But Corey, you need to start your own church, man. That's what you need. You need the church of Corey, man.
Corey,
yeah, well,
What?
Go ahead, ask me.
I was going to say, do you feel women should disclose what, because I said, you know, I caught mine cheating. I couldn't do what the other one was doing. I had arthritis in my knees. But do you feel that women should disclose to you the things that they can do beforehand? Did that mess me up right there? Because I can't swing from chandeliers. I don't have upper arm strength. So I can't do that.
Do no, you wanna I just know definitely... that? I just definitely think that women should always date men that can do better than them so they can realize that ain't no need for me to argue with him because he'll snap his finger and call the other person over. If you date a man that you can, you know, he ain't got options, you know, you gonna date a man that got to be funny with you. But every time my girl catch me doing something wrong, I show her pictures of other people in my phone on standby.
Boring. Oh my God. Boring.
You are supposed to act like
I'm scared of you because I'm wrong.
Look, this is the truth. The truth is, don't nobody want nobody that don't nobody else want. If that's not right, that's what makes the world go round.
You know what? Sad but true.
That's
sad but true.
Jerry, you need a man like me because I know we will go at it, and I know it'll take longer to break you than the average girl, but it will be worth it on that day when you just finally bow down and say, just go ahead. I'm fine. I look so forward to that day with every woman I'm dating. I know what you was going to be hard, Jerry, but I'll break
you. You'll put the time in, huh?
I will put the time in. That's one battle I can't lose.
I feel like a horse for some reason. I feel like a horse. Corey, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
How was Valentine's Day, Corey? How was it for you, man?
It was rough. You know, I was working in Detroit. I had to return a lot of phone calls and act like I wanted to be there. It's a very busy day for me, man. You know what I mean? I got to keep hope in the ears of the people that know me.
How many ears are you keeping hope in these days, Corey?
Well, I mean, come on. I didn't have time to go through the whole phone, but I made a lot of people happy.
With calls, no flowers and candy, too?
Did you have candy and flowers?
No, you never set the standard that high. That's what I was based on the sex.
Corey, what?
You never set the standard that high?
Man, if you buy a woman flowers and candy, she is going to expect you to put effort into her. And that's just not something that a busy man has time to do.
Corey, Tom Joyner sent every woman in his life flowers and candy. It was the most wonderful gift I've ever gotten from Tom.
Hey, and he sends it to the job.
He sends it to Tom our Joyner, job.
Tom Joyner is a stand-up guy, and he deserves respect. I don't really look for your respect. All I want you to do is understand, if you ever get to the point in your life where you need $100, I'm going to take advantage of that.
Oh, my God. Oh,
if you ever need $100,
I'm supposed to.
I'm going to take advantage of it. If your times get hard, but, you know, most of the women I date with, you know, most of the women I deal with, they need that cab money home. So I take them home and I tell them, see, I could have just put you in the cab, but I gave you this money. Don't say I don't care.
Corey, you like that dude. You like that guy in the movie, Set It Off. You know what you got to do.
I'm scared of you because I'm wrong.
Right. Jay, these girls think that you got caught that you're supposed to give up. That's not the way I'm supposed to.
Corey, it's a lot of cold weather out there. A lot of people are stuck in houses and apartments with people because they can't go to work, they can't go to school, the children. What advice do you give a guy who's stuck with someone
he doesn't want to be? Right.
Someplace he doesn't want to be.
I'll tell him he's got it a whole lot better than these girls who came down here All-Star Weekend last week on a buddy pass. They still at the airport. wrapped up in faux sweatshirts and a cheap bag. These girls at the airport, they cannot get home. Like the old me, I would go pick them up, put them in my hotel room, and, you know, probably get them a ticket home. But because I've got this notoriety, I don't have to hang out at the airport no more with the girls who are on buddy pass.
Oh, my God.
Like I say, God is good. God is good.
That's from the Church of Corey Holcomb.
Yeah, the Church of Corey Holcomb, man. That's right.
That's from the book of Corinthians.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you,
Corey.
Thank you, man.
I'm supposed to be scared of you
because I'm wrong.
Just because I'm wrong.
I'm speechless.
That's the time I'm really going to act a fool.
That's right. I'm here for you guys whenever you need advice. I'm here.
Man, we love it.
Thank you,
we
Corey.
If you're in New York, Caroline's on Broadway this weekend.
I'm going to tear it up this weekend.
Yes, you are, Corey.
No, tear it up, period, yeah.
All right, Sim.
All right, family. I'll see y'all later.
All right, later.